Malachim Aleph Perek Tesvav Pasuk Yud Daled. So Asa is destroying Avodah Zarah. He's doing everything that he possibly could to try to exterminate both physical licentiousness and spiritual licentiousness from the people. So a lot of credit to Asa for being morally and physically pure and returning that concept of purity to the Jewish people and Jewish behavior. But unfortunately, there was one blemish on this spotless record that he's got. And remember also, 41 years of an excellent record. That's a kind of dominance that is sort of hard to challenge. But the habamos lo saru, the bamos, the personal altars, the high places, those they did not take away. And it's interesting, it says lo saru, they did not take away. Rather, it doesn't blame it on Asa, saying lo sar, he didn't manage to take it away. They did not take away. Rak levav Asa hayashalim im Hashem kol yamav. Only the heart of Asa was completely with Hashem all his days. So the question is what that means, rak. Does it mean only Asa's heart was shalim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does it mean that nevertheless Asa's heart was completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the use of private altars to sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been made to Asa once the Beis HaMikdash was completed. In fact, once the permanent Mishkan Shiloh was constructed. And they weren't allowed once Shiloh was destroyed. They were allowed once Shiloh was destroyed, but were no longer allowed once the Beis HaMikdash was constructed. So for the people, it was very hard to accept this. The man Lois goes through the mindset. He says, imagine you get used to your own local Mizbeach, and you feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a hotline. The pandemic happens. You're davening in your kitchen. You feel like it's one-on-one with Hashem. That's a tremendous feeling. And how could it suddenly become an Avera when it was praiseworthy just a couple of minutes ago? You know, just yesterday, when I went to Obama, you were saying it's a great thing when there was no Mishkan. And now there's a Beis HaMikdash, and you say I have to go to a giant Beis HaMikdash where I'm unnoticeable among all of the myriads and hordes of people who were there. So Asa and the kings never were successful at getting this out of the Jewish people. And those of us who daven occasionally at a house minyan rather than go to shul, who are used to davening, we oversleep, we don't quite make it to minyan, what are you going to do? So I'm going to daven by myself. We have our own issues with that kind of thing, where we really don't force ourselves to go to the place where we know the Avodas Hashem is, first of all, it's set aside for it, and second of all, it might be better in its Tzibur. So these private altars, Bama, literally means it was a raised platform or mound. Sometimes that refers to idolatry. Here, it seems to refer to Avodas Hashem because the people were on a good track, what with Asa leading them in the right direction. And then Tesvav, Vayaveh, Eskod She Aviv, Vekod She Beis Hashem. And now he did something very interesting. Asa brought the holy things of his father and the holy things of the Beis HaMikdash, Kesef, Vizahav, Vikalim, silver and gold and vessels. So what's going on? So some say Aviam took treasures out of the storage rooms of the Beis HaMikdash and put them in his own private storehouse. He took public money and embezzled it. He put it away for himself. And Asa knew these things really belonged to the Beis HaMikdash and he had them brought back. So the Kodshei Aviv and Kodshei Beis Hashem were really one and the same because his father had taken them and Asa brought them back and did the right thing by the Jewish people. In Divrei Hayamim, it says in great detail what he did when he removed all of the altars, the temples, the sun shrines, the worship of the sun, the Shemesh, from the cities of Yehuda. And he built up fortified cities despite the fact that there was no war at the time. He had an army that was heavily armed and actually did fight a battle against Zerach HaKushis, Zerach of Kush, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote them before him. And so there were military triumphs during the time of Asa. And there was a Navi who told him, just make sure you follow the ways of Hashem. Don't take yourself away from Hashem's ways and make sure that you're pure in your worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Asa hears these words of a Navi, named Azaryahu ben Oded. So Asa goes on his campaign to destroy all of the repulsive physical and ungodly, idolatrous things and practices throughout Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yehuda, throughout Hare Ephraim that he had captured. He gathered the people together and gave them a pep talk, saying, I'm going to give you spoils from the wars, but we have to swear an oath to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enter a covenant, to enter a bris with him. So we see that in Divrei HaYomim, they go into a tremendous extent of detail to show the enthusiasm, the excitement, and renewed dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which came on Shavuos in the 15th year of the kingdom of Asa, an intense emotional experience. But the Me'am Lois cautions that such emotional experiences and religious dedication often fade over time. A great awakening, as they called it in America in the 1740s, is often followed by a period of fallow religious devotion and dedication, because you can't stay awake for that long and you fall back asleep again. So very positive things are happening in the time of Asa, and we're going to explain more of them as we go on. And a big part of it has to do with the war that occurred, yet again, between Yehuda and Yisrael. Keep in mind that by now, by the time of Asa, we are a good 50 years down the line since the split. And so by now, most young people don't even remember a time when all of Klal Yisrael was together as one kingdom. And it's going to be the fault of the king of Yisrael, King Baasha, who we've not met in person yet. We're going to spend time with him a little later as we go back and forth between Yehuda and Yisrael, and we'll see what it is that Baasha is made of. He is not a great person, as many of the kings of Yisrael aren't. And so there's going to be war, yet again, civil war, between Yisrael and Yehuda, and the king Baasha versus Asa, as we will go on to talk about.